everyone. This is Fights at the Round Table, the show where five morons argue about things that don't matter. I'm your host, Matt Sinnings, and joining me, as always, our very lovely, handsome panel, Edson Bezerra.
Hello, my children.
John Avery.
What's up?
Josh Hirth.
Hello, hello.
John Dobson. And Matt Swearingen.
Ew.
Yeah, I was going to go in order again, but because we're sitting not in that order, I just panicked. And I went to my right. So
you did the right thing.
That's just what happened. Yeah, that's just what happened.
Everyone, first instinct should always be to panic.
Absolutely. Everyone, we have a special episode this week.
I'm so excited.
This is the long-awaited, much-debated serial episode is activated.
I've never been so happy.
Yes, we're finally doing it. We're debating best cereal. Now, a couple things to get out of the way. One, we are eating these live. So this is an audio podcast,
cereal, not
but
live.
All of our panelists here have little cups with some milk and some cereal, and they are going to be eating these in the moment. And apparently sniffing. We have a lot of people getting some whiffs here.
Have you smelled these cereals? This is worthy of just... I think Matt said earlier...
For me is yes.
Yes.
Right.
Right. I think Matt had said earlier that we need to have a candle of these things, and I'm 100% in agreement
with that.
I'm on board
with that.
Yeah.
Candle or deodorant?
98% certain there's actually something? Already candles with...
Yankee, where you at? Hook me up.
That's right. The Fights of the Round Table Yankee candle
you.
Cereal line.
And by feel sponsor like this. You, I mean, we'll give you a shout-out.
Right.
We cannot pay you.
No, they should pay us. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Definitely.
No, it was difficult for us financially to buy these cereals. So.
That part's true. And that's find true. Them.
Yes. So I just wanted to let listeners know we're eating these live. It's difficult, I think, for us all to conjure up, you know, an argument for best cereal when you haven't eaten in potentially a long time. So we have all 16 of these right here. We will be eating them. Furthermore, we haven't seeded because seeding is hard, and quite frankly, I didn't want to do it. So we broke these into four divisions, and we realized that things overlap all the time. These are all sugary cereals, but we have four main divisions that we're going to be working through here. We have chocolate, sugar, fruits, and other. And so we are going to be starting off with the fruity category.
And just for clarification, fruit does not mean things like blueberry morning or things that might have some sort of healthy level to them at all, right?
We're not savages.
Nothing with nutritional value is in this.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Facts.
Love it.
Guys.
Fats.
Are we ready to get started?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
I've never been more ready in my life.
All right. So we're kicking things off here with Trix versus Fruit Loops. Gentlemen, pour that milk. There's no cool way to say that. Just do it. Just pour the milk.
All right. Well, I'm smelling these first.
Yes.
As I'm getting a
do whatever you got to do.
Aroma
whatever,
of these.
Whatever
I will,
factors
I will say
are going
that,
to affect your vote. I want to hear it.
Well,
the
I will say that
wants to hear.
The right off the bat, the Fruit Loops has a fantastic smell to it, but it is more of a muted smell than the Trix. I think the smell of the Trix, like, it's a little tangier and it jumps out at you a little more.
This is like
it's
a pretentious exactly wine thinking. Tasting,
Did
but with cereal smelling.
Like, I think you use the word muted where you meant to use the word amazing, a more amazing smell than the Trix. Not
maybe
to say that
maybe
it's
Josh
not great,
should be muted, not the
but
cereal.
But I do think the Trix smell jumps out more.
Interesting. All right, we got some crunching going on. These guys are eating the cereal. It's disgusting to listen to. I hope you all don't have to hear it. All right, thoughts. I want to hear some thoughts here. After you've chewed and swallowed, please. We could just base this off of the volume of the moans coming from these guys.
I think,
let's not do that.
I think taste follows smell. I think that Fruit Loops is great. And it's a classic one that comes through. Texture's good because you get crunch, but they're not like break your teeth. But the flavor of Trix, way more forward than the Fruit Loops.
Yeah, Trix is, it's better. Like it's a better flavor mixture to me.
I cannot believe that I'm going to say this because I thought for sure Fruit Loops were going to be my favorite in this matchup. But I agree. I haven't had Trix in literally like 20 years. And I am very happy to I've been reacquainted with it. So I'm going to say the flavor mix for Trix is going to do it for me.
That's why we're eating them here.
The Fruity Pebbles are not nearly as fruity as I remember.
We're not eating Fruity Pebbles,
son.
Yeah, but the Fruit Loops are... are cool, not.
Cool. Off to a good start.
I'm really excited for the Fruity Pebbles.
Good
okay?
save. Yeah, but never do. Josh, what are you thinking? You've been doing a lot of chewing, lots sure. of thinking, lots okay. of pondering.
A couple things jump out at me. One, I poured way too much cereal in here, okay? We're going to be so full if this keeps up. Second thing, I am a Fruit Loops guy by nature. I love Fruit Loops. However, I'm in agreement. The flavor of the... So the same thing. The smell follows the flavor, like you said before. It is a little more muted than the Trix flavor is. I don't know if I like the flavor of the Trix better, but it's definitely more intense than the Fruit Loops.
Trix also has this... It's not necessarily just citrus, but there's like a tangy. So I can leave like nice tingle on the tongue, if you will.
Oh, I will.
I won't.
That's what I'm experiencing.
But if you will,
relay that.
But if you will, it's very tangy. Apparently.
My thought also is that the Fruit Loops tend to be a little bit more jagged and as enjoyable to eat as the Trix.
Okay. Let me give a counterpoint to that, though. It's also holding up longer in the milk.
That's because you're taking too long.
Well, I mean... I'm eating a whole bowl of this, and my bowls are usually large bowls. But the Fruit Loops, it's keeping its structural integrity right now, where the Twix is not. I'm just taking a bowl of Twix and pour milk over them. That's cereal,
that
isn't
sounds
it?
Sounds delicious.
Breakfast of champions.
It's about the same nutritional value as whatever we're eating here. So
honestly, for yeah. me, the texture isn't as big of a deal. Like, I don't necessarily want cereal that's got a good structural integrity.
See, I do, because I don't want it mushy. When I get halfway through the bowl, I'm eating mush. And that's
you just add more cereal.
Point. No, it's crucial. It's a crucial thing.
It's a good point.
Milk life is important.
Become soppy. Like, there's still crunch on the beginning. It's not like I'm biting into a wet napkin.
Yeah, I yep, don't that's think good. That they, I don't think that the Trix like Frosted Flakes or anything. Like, or not Frosted Flakes. Rice Krispies. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, oh no, this is full on mush.
How's the aftertaste? If you belch it up, is it good?
I don't.
Trix is going to be there more than Fruit Loops.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm ready to vote
for the pro and con.
Yeah.
Anybody need more time? Anybody need to finish the?
I also think the Trix milk was delicious.
Good to know. All right, guys, we're going to go and vote. I'm going to start on my left here, Mr. Matt.
Trix.
John Dobson.
Trix.
Edson Bezerra.
Trix.
Trix it is. Guys?
Keep it going, Trix.
Oh, nice. Josh.
This kind of...
Nature or nurture?
Surprises me, but I'm going to go Trix as well.
Oh, snap.
Nice. Yeah,
I did not see that coming.
This is already off to an interesting start.
Snap, crackle, and pop.
Oh.
But we won't, probably.
Different category. This one.
No.
That's true. No. All right, Trix taking it 5-0. All right, our next matchup, we have Fruity Pebbles versus Crunch Berries. We have a little snafu with the milk right now, but it's okay. We're going to get there. He got it. It's fine. Okay. Yes, Fruity Pebbles versus Crunch Berries. So, yes, for listeners, you might already in your head be thinking, oh, it's obviously this one. Well, you never know. These guys have eaten some of these recently, haven't eaten some of these in years, and we're learning some new things about these cereals. Maybe their palate has changed as they've grown old. Maybe the cereal has changed. I don't know. But they're crunching away right now. We will have a verdict soon enough.
I'm ready.
Oh, snap. Well, okay, let me hear your thoughts while these guys are eating.
All right, so I'm still chewing, so I apologize for that. But
oh, wow.
Tough. I don't think this is even close. I think Fruity Pebbles tastes like dirt in comparison to the Crunch Berries.
I mean, it's from the prehistoric era, so I don't know.
Well, that's fair. I get that.
I mean, it also literally is pebbles, which are rocks.
Good point. You know what? Maybe I need to reevaluate this.
Maybe that shouldn't have been so surprising.
Maybe I need to give it points for accuracy.
Josh is also from the prehistoric era.
Wow.
True.
That's true. Yeah, you think his taste buds would be the most compatible.
Maybe his taste buds are made of rocks.
Maybe.
In any case, I agree with him.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you last time I had Fruity Pebbles, but I remembered there being a lot more flavor to it, and it, like, you know it's fruit, but I don't think it's from the taste. Like, I don't know.
Right.
So you're saying you have
almost
adult?
Getting no flavor.
So right. Here's my thing.
when you pour the cereal, the smell of the fruit, fruity pebbles, is absolutely amazing.
But the taste isn't.
Also, the milk at the end is also absolutely amazing. Whereas with the Captain Crunch berries, the milk doesn't really absorb that flavor as much. And also, I can't really taste the cereal over the blood that's in my mouth. From my Bill's palate character. That's been scraped raw.
That's a valid point. It is.
I wonder how that's going to affect the rest of the bracket.
So I was real
confident. His tongue has been compromised.
When we poured these, like real confident, that it was going to be Fruity Pebbles. But the flavor of Crunch Berries is better.
Captain knows what's up.
Far and away better.
He didn't get to be captain just by doing
nothing. To the point that I'm wondering, like, man, did I grow up eating, like, the Walmart version of this, and the Walmart version's better?
I'm wondering, the off-brand is better.
I'm legitimately, like, having doubts about it, because the taste of this did not live up to what was in my brain.
You know, it almost feels like the health people got a hold of the cereal people, and they were like, here, you need to dumb it down a little bit, because there's too much sugar and quality in here. And so far, some of these people are like, okay, that's fine. And Trix and Crunch Berries are like, no, sir. We are going to take your sugar from your cereal, and we're putting it into ours, including, A, additional food coloring, because that's always healthy, and two, more fruit flavor. Am I wrong about this?
I try to get my daily dose of red, too.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah, I was really hopeful because I love Fruity Pebbles, and the smell of the Fruity Pebbles is absolutely amazing. But I was really disappointed in the taste. And I was not disappointed in the taste of the Crunch Berries, which is a little disappointing because I love Fruity Pebbles. I will say the Fruity Pebbles milk was better than the Crunch Berry milk.
That's my argument, yeah. Too, is that milk was just better. Now, when it comes to how long it lasts, the original argument that Josh made with the last two is that Fruity Pebbles, you need to like wolf that down because it's not going to be
– No.
It's going to have the consistency of like –
oatmeal
milkshake or something.
Cold, fruity, no taste oatmeal.
Alrighty. Well, I think I've heard enough. You guys ready to vote?
Yes.
Yes.
We're just going to make this real easy. Is anyone voting for Fruity Pebbles?
Fred Flintstone.
That's a clean sweep.
Clean sweep.
Nope.
Yabba dabba don't on the Fruity Pebbles. That is a 5-0 for Crunch Berries. All right. So, as we mentioned earlier, we're doing divisions, so we're going to go and finish this division
right
before we move on. So, the cups are filled, the cereal is poured. These guys are facing off here for Trix versus Crunch Berries. Now, of course, the first two, the matchups here, we had a pretty clear winner, but they had some very good things to say about both Trix and Crunch Berries. So, I'm very interested to see how this one's going to play out. I think it's worth. Go ahead.
Is that better when the microphone's
that
on?
That would help. Yeah.
I don't know. It depends on who you ask.
That's fair.
No, I like to eat cereal dry, right out of the box. Whether it's pronounced cereal or cereal, I'm not really sure. But either cereal. Way, I like it that way. So I've been eating each one of these first dry and then adding the milk because I do enjoy it both ways. Or as our moderator deemed it, milked cereal.
That's right.
I'm not sure don't how you forget milk it. Cereal, but apparently you do that. So I find that dry. I had the same issue I had before where I was surprised that the Trix flavor does leap out at me more than I expected it to.
It doesn't feel like an issue.
It's true. Good point. I'd say it's a bad issue. Maybe it's a good issue. Can you have good issues? I only have bad issues. So, but I think so both Trix so leaps. Far are holding up pretty well here.
Mm. It's going to be a tough one.
So again, when initial pour and the smell for the Fruity Pebbles is just it's very enjoyable when you just
when they lost last round the
Fruity Pebbles
Trix. Did I say Fruity Pebbles?
Yeah,
I meant Trix. I apologize. And I'm looking at the box of Trix and I said Fruity Pebbles. So, you know, when you smell the Trix, it smells I think better than the Crunch Berries, but the flavor of the Crunch Berries I think is better than the Trix. It seems to hold up better in the milk. It has better consistency.
Agree.
I think that I'm leaning more towards the Crunch Berries.
I like the balance of the fruit from the crunch berries, but you also get the Cap'n Crunch pieces.
Yes.
I think that's a big winner for me because I like the Trix. I think they've got great fruit flavor, not flute favor. But I like that balance of you get the fruit, but you also get that whatever flavor crunch Cap'n Crunch is. Sugar.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And I love Cap'n Crunch, so this kind of combines the best of a couple different worlds here. So I'm pretty happy with this.
You know, I'm experiencing the same thing I experienced in the last round, where Trix in round one was so flavorful for me. I'm really struggling.
We all are.
But head-to-head with the Crunch Berries, it's not as flavorful.
No, I think the Crunch Berries just seems to have more flavor.
I will say two things here. One, you know when you go into something ahead of time and you're really, really excited about it and it doesn't live up to expectations? That is not this. I am so happy right now after round one, okay?
This is endgame.
This is
where your expectations were sky high and it just keeps living up to them.
Right. And like 2.5 hours
I'm crying right now just like I did during endgame. Right. I'm not ashamed to say it.
Second thing, I'm with you 100%, Matt. I don't think it's close. And I like Trix, but the Crunch Berries is really, that's a strong contender.
John Avery, what you got?
Initially, I was leaning towards Trix. The same, like, I don't know if it's sour or citrus or whatever, but that, like, bright flavor really jumps out. And I think that it helps keep the cereal fresh. Like, it doesn't, even if it gets a little soggy, it doesn't get monotonous. And I think that even with the crunch, the Cap'n Crunch, I think Crunch Berries do that.
Also, do.
So everyone knows that Trix are for kids. Is that affecting this?
I was just going to ask the same question.
And the Cap'n is for all ages, apparently? Or?
I mean, I've been crunchitized.
Yeah. Can confirm he has.
Yeah, I was literally
very crunchy right
now. I was going to ask the same question. The fact that we're, you know, full grown adults and Trix, by definition, are not for us.
Yeah.
Is that an issue? But
could be.
We don't have any children here to vote, so.
That's true.
I say Crunch Berries.
Okay, we got one vote for Crunch Berries. We're just going to go around the table. John Avery?
I think I'm going to stick with my gut and go with Trix.
Oh, wrong. Snap. Our first.
It was
split
probably
vote.
Seemed to be that way, but I'm going with it.
Edson.
You know what? I'm going to back Avery on this. I'm going to go with Trix.
Unexpected. John Dobson.
I'm sticking with Crunch Berries.
Matt, break the tie.
This seems fun. Crunch Berries.
Woo! Crunch Berries it is! Crunch Berries is the winner of the Fruity Division. Woo! How are we feeling?
I'm not upset about this. Even though I was leaning Trix, like, Crunch Berries still has a great
flavor.
I'm
feeling a little heavy after all that milk, but good overall. Good overall.
We still have, like, 12 more cereals to go.
A lot
we
of
do.
Milk.
A lot left to
go. We have multiple rounds of all those cereals.
That's true. All right, everyone. Next up is the Sugar Division. And yes, we know these are all sugary cereals, each and every one of them, but this is the category we felt these all fit best in. So the guys are already chomping away. We have Honey Nut Cheerios versus Honeycomb.
All right. Dry, it's not close. Right out of the gate.
I think everyone's heads are just filled with Fruity Pebbles.
It is. Right? It's hard to actually speak while eating. Yeah. I never realized this before because I never tried. You know, like, I mean, I talk my mouth full all the time, but that's different.
You should do this more.
Right.
Talking is not speaking.
But trying to speak where people are going to be listening to me.
So here's the thing.
Semi-coherently.
Because you just
I'm just rambling on right now.
So here's the thing. When I smell the Honey Nut Cheerios, they have a great smell to them. I mean, it has a very solid sweetness to it that's cloying, but not overwhelming.
It smells like pee.
It smells like honey.
No, you're wrong.
And
the smell of Honey Nut Cheerios is a little weird.
But the smell of the honeycomb is definitely... I took one bite of it, and I was like, yeah, I definitely am okay with not having ever eaten this, and I will never eat it again.
I agree with that.
I did not like honeycomb at all. The Honey Nut Cheerios is definitely the better of the two.
Really?
Really. I could seriously sit here and eat Honey Nut Cheerios
all day long.
Is it because
you're over
40? It's also good for my heart.
That cholesterol. Don't sleep on that.
I thought the honey flavor in honeycomb was very powerful and delicious.
See, honestly, I felt like the honey flavor in honeycomb was just sugar, and I felt like the honey flavor in Honey Nut Cheerios was more honey.
Mm. I disagree.
We should have brought some real honey.
Honeycomb tastes like cardboard. That's just tiny little bit sweet. Like, just a little bit sweet. But mostly cardboard is what I'm getting. I'm with Edson on this.
The way you said that the first time was perfect. Just tiny little bit sweets.
Yes. Well, it's that was intentional. It's not because I have a mouthful of food.
What's cardboard taste like with milk?
Honeycomb.
Okay, fair enough.
Is that John Avery? Proven?
The flavor on the honeycomb is a lot more subtle. I thought I was leaning that way initially, but you have to get like a big spoonful, which is my normal bite size anyway, but to actually get a good amount of flavor from the honeycomb. I do like the texture a little bit more. It's like, it's soft, but it's not mushy. But I think Cheerios are leading this one.
You guys ready to vote?
I am.
Okay. Yeah, I am too.
All right. It is. I will say that honeycomb does have a very unique texture.
And I will say that honeycomb would be sweet if I had not had any sugar in the past month. Like, if I was on the keto diet minutes. And then all of a sudden had honeycomb, I'd be like, wow, this has got some sweetness to it. And I have not been doing that. I've only been eating sugary cereals for the last half an hour. So that may have something to do with it, but I'm voting Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay. I was going to go and tally it up then. One vote for Honey Nut Cheerios. We'll just go around the table, John Avery.
I think I'm still going to go honeycomb because I think I'm in the minority anyway. But I think it's unique. I like the texture, and the flavor is still there, even though it's subtle.
Edson.
As a minority, I'm going to choose the majority and go for the honey nut Cheerios, yes.
John Dobson.
I am also going for honeycomb.
Wrong.
Once again, Matt to break the tie.
Yeah, it's Honey Nut Cheerios.
Boom.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
They're both claiming honey, and one of them, the honey, just tastes way more authentic to me.
And I just got to the milk. Honey Nut Cheerio milk, way better.
So you're switching your vote?
No, because it won anyway. But I'm more okay with it.
We'll count it. Okay, Honey Nut Cheerios, moving on. Next, we have Frosted Flakes versus Cinnamon Toast Crunch. This is just moderator interjection here. I feel like these are two giants. You know, I mean, all 16 of these are incredible cereals, but these are giants in the cereal world. So I'm very interested to see how this one's going to come out.
I know we didn't do seeding, but I feel like these are your 1-2 in the sugary.
Yes, I believe you are correct.
Now we were always a Frosted Flakes household, not a Cinnamon Toast Crunch household, which doesn't mean that I don't like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I just have. If you were to say to me, out of the blue, do you remember what Frosted Flakes taste like? 100%. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I'd probably go, yeah, I might have to try it again. So I'm glad we're doing this.
I'll help you out. It tastes like cinnamon.
Oh, and toast?
Yeah.
It's also crunchy. Nice.
Oh, wow.
It's also got sugar.
The aptly named?
Yes.
One thing that I already know ahead of time, which I realize Frosted Flake milk is going to be good, but Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk is hard to beat. Like, it becomes a whole new entity.
I would have literally said that about Frosted Flake milk, right?
Like, be like, yeah, it can only be beat by Frosted Flake milk.
I think Frosted Flake milk is great, and it's super sweet, but I think the infusion of cinnamon takes that milk to a whole other level.
But the best is, like, when you get to the end of the box of Frosted Flakes and you get all that sugar in the milk,
yes.
That is...
We got time. You want to try it out?
You can do the same thing with cinnamon
sugar. I mean,
you
see how much Frosted Flakes I pour.
I do. It's been
I will say that dry, I would probably pick Cinnamon Toast Crunch as a snack to munch on while I'm watching a football game. It punches you in the face with the cinnamon.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes. Punch me. Punch me with that cinnamon. Okay. Hearing some crunching. Hearing some grunts.
Riveting audio here.
The two titans of the sugar category. Everyone's deep in thought.
Okay.
It's going to be tough. Let's hear it.
A few bites in. They're both fantastic. Right? Let's start there.
Real good cereals.
Yeah. No matter who walks away from this as a loser, is not going to be a loser. This is a bad matchup, I think, overall. Not bad, but
seating
it's tough.
Hard.
Seating is hard.
Seating is hard.
And eating is hard. eating's not hard. it's literally the one thing I'm the best at.
You're trying to make the one thing that we're all good at seem like it's difficult.
No, I'm. I do like the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but in the milk, I don't like it as much as I did dry. I like the milked version of Frosted Flakes better than the milked version good of man. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay. Who else has thoughts?
So I kind of had a range here. I walked into this matchup thinking Frosted Flakes is definitely going to win. And I started eating the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I was like, man, this is really good cereal. But after I had some more Frosted Flakes, I really feel like at any given point in time of the day and on just a random day of the week, I could be like, I want some Frosted Flakes. I kind of have to be in the mood for this much cinnamon.
Agreed.
Where I'm like, I'm going to have some Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Like, there's not like, I'm just going to have a light snack of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's like, either I'm going to have Cinnamon Toast Crunch and wake up and like be awake because of all the sugar.
No, you're right.
Or
so in my head, this is how it works, right? I go, oh, man, I really want some cereal. I'm going to grab Frosted Flakes. But right. When I say, you know what I want? I want Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Then I'm going to go for the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. But I would not do that if I just wanted a bowl of cereal.
Right.
So if somebody asked me, like, do you like Frosted Flakes? I'd be like, yeah, they're so good. Like, classic. Gotta love Frosted Flakes. But still, even that being my anytime response, every time I have Frosted Flakes, I'm like, these are better than I remember them being.
Yes.
Yes.
Every single time.
They're great.
Yeah. Exactly that.
It took us longer to get there. It took us way longer to get there than I thought it was going to.
Yeah. Wasn't sure when to, you know, get it in there, but okay. Keep going.
I was hoping it would last longer, but who knows.
So I'm ready to vote. I think Frosted Flakes for me.
It wasn't weird until you made it weird.
I think the Frosted Flakes is.
Maybe we are kids after all.
I will say though.
Wait, that was a question?
In looking at the box confirmed. Of Frosted Flakes now, having just argued that Tony the Tiger would destroy everybody in the mascot competition.
Yes, he would. Former champion.
And I still believe in that. I still agree.
Reigning
champion. But it was brought up to my attention from a listener this past week that he has no teeth. And I'm looking at the picture, and he has no teeth and he has no claws. Now, I found a picture from, 1940.
Your childhood.
Wow. Where he did have big, nasty, pointy teeth like the rabbit in Monty Python and the Holy Grail. So I'm going to go with that one there. But it has nothing to do with this other than the fact that I'm just staring at Tony's face now, and it reminded me of it. His toothless face.
I think he's just hiding to not scare the children.
Good point. And I think at this
I
point...
I think we need to bring this back to this podcast. Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Well, so clearly it's the alpha cereal, and I'm voting for Frosted Flakes.
We got one for Frosted Flakes. John Dobson has thoughts.
Yeah, Frosted Flakes is what I used to eat every morning for breakfast. And if I were to go back to eating cereal, I would continue to eat Frosted Flakes
Preach.
Every morning for breakfast. Because
Preach, brother.
Everything about it is delicious. And the milk is better than I remember it being. It's so good.
Guys, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, though, that cinnamon is real good.
It is, but I'm with the other guys. Like, I've got to be in the mood for that. I could eat Frosted Flakes anytime.
With Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I like that the squares themselves are more substantial. Like, I know it's flakes.
Yes.
It's not meant to be a big thing, but I feel like have a better eating experience with the heft of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It's a better mouthfeel.
Yes.
It's
yes.
a terrible word, but mouthfeel.
But it's factual.
It is.
Yeah, that's
the
a
mouthfeel.
You know, the ability of Cinnamon Toast Crunch to be in the milk and still maintain a semblance of its structure
mm-hmm.
is a big deal for me. And I love Frosted Flakes, but the end of the bowl is like frosted paste.
So what I do to avoid that is I will
eat real fast.
I eat real fast, right? Or I'll just do smaller. I'll do like 25 smaller bowls instead of two big ones.
Mm. So kind of like what we're doing tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So one for Frosted Flakes from.
I do have one tallied up. I'm going to go and tally one for John Dobson as well. So I have two for Frosted Flakes.
Oh, you said Frosted Flakes. Okay.
Did you miss my whole speech?
No, I wasn't paying attention.
In his defense,
don't worry, I was listening to you, man.
In his defense, he may be in the middle of a sugar coma right now. So
this is the most sugar I've had in like 6 months.
Yeah.
Well,
so are you going to vote or what?
Because we're not even halfway done.
Yay.
I'm going Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay, one for Cinnamon Toast Crunch. How about Matt? I'll stop making you go last.
Yeah, I'm going to echo that. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. Oh, no.
This is all I've ever wanted from these two cereals.
They're brown. Tiebreaker. Brown. Come on.
Wow. The most compelling argument I've had yet. You know what?
Facts.
This seems like fun.
Oh, my gosh. No. You people are the worst humans on Earth. What is wrong with you?
I feel like Judas. John Lennon this. And I'm going to pick Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
This is what it feels like.
Yes. And it sucks. I've lost so much respect for you I didn't already have.
Josh.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Josh already knows what it feels like.
Oh, my goodness.
That was intense.
It was terrible. It's garbage. It's garbage. Frosted Flakes got robbed.
I'd like to remind listeners that Josh was the one who said that no matter who loses, it's okay for this round because.
But he didn't mean it.
Clearly.
Yeah, no.
I think that's because he said it. It matters.
It's like when you lose.
I'm actually so happy right now. This is fantastic.
It's like when you're an athlete, you're playing a sport, you go up to the team afterwards, like, hey, good game. I don't want, no, not good game. Go away. I never want to see you again. I don't want to high-five anybody. I want to high-five them in the
face. This is worse than the John Lennon loss.
Wow.
It might be.
No. Wrong.
Pour your cereal.
I'm going to pour my cereal. I'm going to pour this garbage into my cup.
Winning cereal.
John's like the parent.
Shout out to my wife for her love of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. So.
Oh, he did the wife vote. That's what it was. So he didn't get trouble at home.
I think when this is all said and done, though, I am going to have a small bowl of each of those two. I really like both of those. All right, everyone.
I feel really dumb right now because I accidentally just put Cinnamon Toast Crunch in the cup that I didn't have it in last time.
That's exactly what I did. And then I poured the Cheerios in the other cup.
Maybe eating is hard after all.
Okay, so dry, once again, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, really good.
Who actually cares about dry?
We haven't started this matchup yet.
Oh.
Silence!
Sorry.
Anyway, listeners, we are now going into the matchup for the winner of the sugar division. So we have Cinnamon Toast Crunch versus Honey Nut Cheerios. Take it away, Jovan.
Dry, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch is better than the Honey Nut Cheerios right out the gate. But I will say, and I should have said this last round because I just assumed that you guys were more intelligent than that and would have voted properly, but you didn't. So the Cinnamon Toast Crunch leaves a little bit of a film on my tongue when I'm done eating it. That's unappealing to me. And I want to throw it off the table.
You know, for being sugary cereals, you're feeling pretty salty there, I think. Who else has thoughts? I mean, take that back. Who else is ready to share their thoughts? I know you guys have thoughts.
I think Cinnamon Toast Crunch is delicious and amazing, but I'm just still mad about the Frosted Flakes thing, so I'm not voting for them.
Don't vote off of Spike because you lost.
Spike is the round table.
That's exactly how I'm going to vote.
We are rebranding our show.
In a category that is sugary, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is about as sugary as it gets, especially compared to Honey Nut Cheerios. I even think there's a little bit of a bitterness on the front end of Honey Nut Cheerios.
That comes from me and John.
Makes sense.
Those are the tears you're tasting.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is just better than Honey Nut Cheerios. Like it's.
I will have to agree with that.
Better. The texture is better. The aftertaste is better.
I think that there's. I was not gonna eat my entire cup full of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and. I took one bite and I just ate all of it anyway. I just couldn't stop.
Whatever. Let's vote. It's dumb.
I'm with Josh on this one. The film is not my favorite. Yeah. It's weird.
Pretty interesting how like your brain creates a film.
It's not what happened.
That's
so interesting.
It's the chemicals that create the film. The Molly Plaza 4.87 or whatever it is.
I'm just giving you guys a hard time. Oh, man.
It's the sugar.
This is hilarious. Yeah. Okay. We're going to go ahead and vote. I'm going to start off on the left here. Mr. Matt.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, John Dobson.
I don't know. Which one's better, John?
I'll come back to
Cinnamon
you.
Toast Crunch is a better cereal.
Mark it.
It really is. So that's what I'll vote for.
All right, fair enough. Edson.
Frosted Flakes.
Yes, now you do it.
We'll count it.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I'll allow it.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch it is. Just curious, how would you two have voted, John Avery?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And Josh Hurth.
Yeah, I'm with Dobson on this one here. That I love Honey Nut Cheerios, but I know I'm angry. You're right.
I respect it. I don't want to vote for topic.
Yeah, I don't want to vote for Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but
your anger has been hurt.
Fine.
Unfortunately, I can do nothing about it. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is moving on. They are the victors of the sugar division. Guys, we're two divisions down. How you feeling?
Uncomfortable.
I'm in a little bit of pain.
I feel fantastic. Let's keep this going. I will say, though, that one of the points that somebody brought up that I wasn't paying attention to, in the sugar category, they're right. There was more sugar in a Cinnamon Toast Crunch category.
That was me.
It would be John, yes.
That's right. It was Avery. Thank you. Thank you, Gingerbeard. So I think, to me, that actually had a part in swaying my decision.
All right, everybody. We are now entering the other category. So the gentlemen here are already eating. Our first matchup in the other category is Honey Bunches of Oats versus Peanut Butter Crunch. So once again, the captain is here giving us the salute. And we are off.
All your reviews are dry.
Don't worry, it's better milked as well. So
okay, so cool. I was muted that whole time. I hate muting the button. I'm not going to mute
anymore.
I can't
help you anymore than I already.
I know. I'm sitting directly next to the tech director, and he babysits me, but I'm still an idiot. So yes, dry. The peanut butter crunch is way better than the Honey Bunches of Oats. It's good. It's I don't. And again, not close.
Which, after he says that, it makes more sense for me to say that it's better milked as well.
Thanks for clearing that up, guys.
I also said my dry review, to which Dobson says...
All your reviews are dry.
So. And we're back to the present. Okay, thank you for that. So, from what I'm hearing so far, I'm hearing some good things about peanut butter crunch. Sorry, John, go ahead.
No, I'm just making stupid jokes.
Unless somebody has something they really are just like, man, I have to say this in defense of Honey Bunches of Oats. Like, I'm good.
Having never had Peanut Butter Crunch before, I'm okay with it, actually. I'm okay with never having had it. I really enjoy the Honey Bunches of Oats better than the Peanut Butter Crunch. No. I'm just telling you the honest truth because I have virgin taste buds, and they're more true. And so I'm just saying.
So pure.
Well,
so
my pure. Ones have seen the world, and they know that peanut butter crunch is amazing.
There's pagan taste buds.
There is great texture to this Honey Bunches of Oats. You've got some of that frosted flake texture in there,
flakiness.
And then you also have the crunches, the crunchy parts of the oats. That it feels to me like they're not going to get soggy. Like that doesn't ever.
It's already soggy.
Go away.
I'm just letting you know.
It's already
the part.
Right. I'm eating these in real time. Already soggy. So that's one thing that peanut butter crunch, if I was going to go off a dry review, it's almost a little too crunchy for me dry, but that works well in sitting in milk where it gets to like a normal level of crunchiness. And it is peanut butter crunch, so I'm fine with it being almost a little too crunchy.
And just for clarity's sake, milk is something you would normally have with cereal, right?
Yes.
Am I the only one who eats cereal dry?
Yes.
No,
I've done
I can't
it before,
be.
Yes. But it's not something I regularly do.
Really?
Really?
Okay, this is moderator here. I wouldn't sit down with a bowl of cereal dry. But, yeah, I've had, you know.
You're not a psychopath. No, you sit down with the box. And you eat it out of the box like
feelings.
A normal human being.
Yes, of course.
Right.
What was I thinking? Yes,
right.
Thank you.
Can't pour it into a bowl and not put cereal in it. Or milk in it. Cereal.
I will say, I am a little disappointed with the peanut butter crunch.
Wrong.
I didn't feel that it was very peanut buttery. I thought it was very peanutty.
I think we're all peanutty right now. Yeah.
In hearing the hype of it, when you guys are like, this is the best cereal ever, this is so amazing, I really don't feel it's that great. Like, it's good. I'm not saying that I wouldn't turn it down. Somebody is like, oh, would you like a bowl of peanut butter crunch cereal? I'm like, okay. But if you had this lined up with other cereals, I would probably choose the honey bunches of oats over the peanut butter crunch if there were options.
And funnily enough, that's exactly what we're doing. So,
how come you brought up a good point though? How come I never go over to anybody's house and like, hey, you want anything to drink? Want some water? You want some? Hey, I also have some cereal. You want some cereal? Nobody's ever offered me a bowl of cereal when I go to their house.
Be the change you want to see in the world, man.
Done.
You've never offered me cereal at your house.
No, I know.
Yeah, me and either.
I'm not saying that I'm blameless here. I'm saying we need to start offering people cereal.
So I would also say Honey Bunches of Oats is right up there with Frosted Flakes for me as far as favorites. Like, I'd say they're probably tied for first and second favorite. Because I prefer Honey Bunches of Oats with almonds. We are trying Honey Bunches of Oats honey roasted. Both are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's Honey Bunches of Oats over Peanut Butter Crunch.
I'm going to go and tell you. We got one officially for Honey Bunches of Oats. Does anyone need more time, or should we go ahead and do official voting?
No, it's Peanut Butter Crunch.
Agreed.
Oh, snap. Oh, hold up.
Peanut Butter Crunch. Okay. Keep up, moderator. Keep up.
I got two. Two for Peanut Butter Crunch.
You're about to have three.
Edson, can I count you for Honey Bunches of Oats?
Two for Honey Bunches of Oats. It's a split decision.
There you go.
Currently.
It's not a split decision. It's winning for Peanut Butter Crunch.
Oh, boom.
Peanut Butter Crunch.
Yes, and I love Honey Bunches of Oats, but
it's actually still a split decision.
not to those that matter.
Hurtful.
Maybe vote correctly hurtful next time.
There you have it. Peanut Butter Crunch taking 3-2 over Honey Bunches of Oats.
Boom.
And with that, we move into the next matchup in the other division. We have Cookie Crisp versus Lucky Charms. This is the matchup Edson has been waiting for, ladies and gentlemen. He's rubbing his hands together. He has glee on his face right now.
Edson just poured an entire cup.
Would you like some milk with your Cookie Crisp?
You can't. John Dobson's trying to pour all the marshmallows and only get marshmallows, which I don't think is fair.
That's the only reason to eat Lucky Charms.
Yes, I know. The rest tastes like cardboard.
For the bikes. Go to the Amazon bikes and just get the giant tub of marshmallows.
Tub of marshmallows was my nickname in high school.
No, we have something in common.
All right, everyone. We are getting things prepared here with Cookie Crisp versus Lucky Charms.
So honestly, I feel like if we'd gotten the Amazon just the marshmallows thing of Lucky Charms and had that as a competitor in this, like I don't, it's not a cereal, is why you don't.
You can't compete with that.
But that's like
that's not competitive.
Literal,
it's not fair.
That's a W. I mean, that thing's winning right as soon as we see it, right? I'm just now pouring the milk in, and I already have a winner.
These guys have filled it up to the brim. Okay, one of these guys just filled it up.
That would be me.
In particular. Again, this is the matchup Edson has been allegedly waiting for, so he's I'm probably going to have you go last. If there's a split decision, I'm probably going to have you go last. Yes, Cookie Crisp and Lucky Charms. I don't remember which mascot made it further. I think it was Lucky because of his magical powers.
Magic.
Yeah.
Okay, so for argument's sake, at some point you have to have a bite of Lucky Charms that does not include any marshmallows. Because in a bowl, you're going to it.
What, I mean, amateur?
I do eat these very strategically.
Right.
I do as well, but at some point you're going to have at least one bite.
No, if I'm left with one bite without marshmallows, that gets thrown out. Or I add more cereal to it, one of the two.
It's not a one-to-one marshmallow to cereal, so you're going to
end up... It should
be. It, yes, maybe even 2-to-1 marshmallow cereal.
Definitely.
General Mills, hear us out.
Luckier Charms.
Luckier
Charms.
I want every bite to be lucky.
I'm finishing the Cookie Crisp because it's here, but I don't want to. I think it tastes terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, but your body is telling you to do it anyway.
Well,
that seems like a good vote for it.
No, I'm doing it because it's here and I don't want to dump it out.
I think Cookie Crisp is... trying to be something that it's not. It's not chocolate chip cookies.
You bite your tongue.
It's nothing like chocolate chip cookies.
Right.
Plus, chocolate chip cookies should be soft.
That's why you let them sit in the milk a little bit.
How's the smell compared to your chocolate chip cookies?
Good to vote.
Not a factor in this.
I figure. Okay. So, I'm going to give Edson another little bit here, but I think I'm going to go ahead and take Josh's vote.
Lucky Charms.
Okay. One for
Were you unmuted?
Lucky Charms.
Yep, I was unmuted this time. I learned how to talk on microphones.
Thank you for checking, John. John, you're done. What's a...
Oh, it's Lucky Charms.
Okay, Lucky Charms.
I think, obviously, the marshmallows are why you eat Lucky Charms, but I still think the cereal itself is... It's just sweet enough. It's not an overpowering sweetness, but there's a little bit of sweetness to the regular pieces, and it's just a good cereal all around.
If you poured me a bowl of Unlucky Charms, which is the ones without mushrooms. You know what? I do not want the ones with mushrooms in it. If you poured me a bowl of the cereal without marshmallows, I'd still take it over Cookie Crisp.
In all fairness, it doesn't have mushrooms in it either way, so you weren't wrong.
So if there was like the Unlucky Charms versus Cookie Crisp, it would be Cookie Crisp, but these are Lucky Charms. And the marshmallows push it ahead, and that's they're the winner for me.
Well, that is three for Lucky Charms, but I still want to know how John Avery and Edson Bezerra would vote.
I do have a fond memory of Cookie Crisp. We never had it growing up, but a friend of mine did, and so every time I would go to his house, I'd have it there.
Not we you, love Matt, you, big sorry. Boy.
Yep. But I'm still going to go Lucky Charms. Classic.
Yeah, I just... in a gigantic cup full of... I think I'm going to be sick.
You're fine.
And I'll be okay.
You're a doctor.
Yeah, I'll be fine. The Cookie Crisp was very enjoyable, and it brings up fond memories, which is why I probably ate all that. But I definitely think that the Lucky Charms is the better of the two. I think I would choose Cookie Crisp depending on my mood, but I would probably rarely turn down Lucky Charms just on a whim. So
there you have it. Lucky Charms takes it 5-0 over Cookie Crisp.
As it should.
Okay. And now we're going to decide the winner of the other division. We have Peanut Butter Crunch versus Lucky Charms. I've seen smaller portions this time around. I think we're...
Learning?
Perhaps. Perhaps.
I did not.
John, follow your heart, man. Eat as much cereal as you want. Now, the real question is, who's going home with what boxes of cereal? That's the...
Well, I'm not going home with the Peanut Butter Crunch.
That's fine.
Oh,
I will.
Snap. Okay.
For me, this is an easy competition. The Lucky Charms is the much better of the two cereals. It's got, I wouldn't say better flavor, because the peanut butter is, I mean, kind of tastes like peanut butter. But the Lucky Charms tastes like sugar, which is what I thoroughly enjoy in my Lucky Charms, is the flavor of sugar. Pure, white, processed sugar.
That's what gives it its charm.
Yes, yeah. High fructose corn syrup. It's my favorite.
I'm going to tell you one for Lucky Charms. All right, who's next?
So it's Peanut Butter Crunch for me. It holds up better. The further into the bowl of Peanut Butter Crunch I get, the better it gets. And that's a rare thing for cereal for me. Like a lot
I agree
of the
that.
First couple bites are the best. But Peanut Butter Crunch, the further I get in the bowl, the more I'm like, this is just so good. Which I am much more likely to go get a second bowl of Peanut Butter Crunch than I am Lucky Charms.
The seconds factor.
As the milk sets in, it gets better rather than get soggy and bad. They're so crunchy that when it settles into the milk, it gets better.
I have never looked more forward to milk than with Lucky Charms at the end.
Frosted Flakes.
Okay, but that's not on the table right now. So I live in here now.
So by never.
Never before in
right,
the last
right
5 minutes.
Yeah, moment. In this matchup.
From someone yes. who repeatedly on these podcasts has said never, ever, and then turned around and immediately
called hyperbole.
Changed my mind on that in the next round. I'm with Edson on this one. Not in his choice necessarily, but I'm just going to support him in being an idiot and speaking the way we do. So I get you. I feel you, Edson.
Fosters, he just did, chest pound and immediately regretted it.
What I love about that is that you described what he did by doing it first.
Yes. I wanted
That's
to get the full effect.
Things.
So my first bite of Lucky Charms was amazing. Ton of marshmallows, a little bit of cereal, so you get the texture. Second bite, all cereal, no marshmallows. First bite of Peanut Butter Crunch, great. A lot of peanut butter, a lot of crunch. Second bite, great. Still a lot of peanut butter, still a lot of crunch.
But no marshmallows.
That breakdown.
Also, no plain cereal.
Insightful.
Sure.
My mouth still hurts from the peanut butter crunch.
No, your mouth hurts from the Captain Crunch from the Crunch Berries. These are round. True. They don't hurt.
They still hurt.
No.
They're not round once you bite into them.
Get better.
Get better.
Wow.
Get good.
Yeah, for me, it's still Lucky Charms. The peanut butter crunch just doesn't have enough peanut butter flavor for me.
Hold up.
Eat bigger spoons.
I have a vote from Matt for Peanut Butter Crunch. I have a vote from Edson for Lucky Charms.
Yes.
John Dobson. Lucky Charms. Thank you. John Avery, am I officially doing
Peanut Butter Crunch all day?
What's the total?
Two to two. Counting is very hard. I understand.
How many times am I going to tell you guys? I don't listen to any of you. This is so hard for me. I'm going to be disappointed no matter which one I pick. I'm not going to lie. I will be thinking about this for weeks afterwards going,
which one
I made
seems
a mistake. They
you
both seem fun.
Priorities straight.
No, I feel like I have my priorities in order. This is number one in my life. Not podcast. Cereal. Cereal is number one in my life. I really want to go Peanut Butter Crunch, but I think the overall flavor together with Lucky Charms, it does jump out a lot, but it's not as consistent as Peanut Butter Crunch. Avery's right. It is, you get all, it's the same all the time. I'm all about consistency.
You know I'm right that it gets better the more of it you eat.
Yes.
Peanut Butter Crunch? Yes,
look,
it does.
I've got two near empty cups of cereal, and this is all plain cereal.
Notice you said two near empty.
Sway.
Yeah.
Him. Sway Josh.
The Peanut Butter Crunch is still Peanut Butter Crunch.
Yeah, no, but now drink the milk.
Lucky Charms are still Lucky Charms.
They are. And I feel like if I choose Peanut Butter Crunch, Lucky is going to be so disappointed in me. Whereas if I choose Lucky Charms,
Captain will protect you.
The Captain's fine because we have Captain Crunch Crunchberries still in the running. So he won't.
He's in the military. He wants total domination.
That's true. He still has a chance, though, at winning this. He may lose the battle but win the war. It's Peanut Butter Crunch. Peanut Butter Crunch. Peanut Butter Crunch. I have to. I'm sorry. I don't think there was.
You are sorry.
May you and your child have nightmares.
My dog?
Your child.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't do that to your dog.
Okay, I was going to say, what's wrong with you, man?
Up. That was messed up for a second.
Yeah, that was a low blow.
The dog. Oh.
That'd have been.
All right,
rough.
Everyone.
You thought you'd get away with it. But.
That is the end of the other division. Peanut Butter Crunch is the winner of that one. We have chocolate division left, and then we have the finals.
This is tough. Woo! That one was so much harder to decide than I actually thought.
Yeah. I want to tell you it gets easier, but I don't think it does.
I don't think it does either.
All right, everyone. We are beginning round one of the chocolate division. We have Cocoa Krispies versus Count Chocula. It's worth noting that many of these fine gentlemen have not had Count Chocula. For the listeners, we actually had trouble tracking it down. But we're all very interested to hear their thoughts. Apparently there are marshmallows in Count Chocula. So.
These are the least chocolatey Cocoa Krispies I've seen in my entire life.
They're beige now. When did they become beige? They were all dark and chocolatey. Again, the health people. Oh, we want you to be better.
No, I think that's legitimate.
Like, this is the wrong cereal. But I think it's... What?
It almost... I don't know if it's just all the mix of flavors adding up in my mouth, but it almost doesn't taste chocolatey.
So the problem is here, on the box, it says made with real chocolate. That's their problem. You know, you go with the fake sugary chocolate. That's... You don't want, like, cacao in your cereal.
Is this coming from the guy that doesn't like chocolate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually...
Maybe I would eat this.
The Cocoa Krispies, there was more flavor in them than I expected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
For their pigmentation.
Yeah.
In this category, though, flavor is a big factor, but how good the chocolate milk is at the end is a really big factor for me.
That's fair. Yeah. This is sugar. You got that a little bit, but this is probably the highest level of milk effectiveness. I don't know, something like that.
Sugar milk is not a thing you go by, but chocolate milk is.
Yes. Fair. For some reason, society has told us you can't just add sugar to milk and drink it because you're a freak then. But chocolate is totally fine.
So once again, please.
Just make it cold and then
let's start selling sugar milk.
I'm not going to lie. I would
extra
buy sugar. Flake milk.
Yes.
Like if they sold that by the gallon and it was just like
100%
like, filtered through Frosted Flakes.
Yes. It
was filtered through Frosted Flakes. Sounds amazing. So then when you invite people over, you can offer them a nice glass of frosted milk.
Would you like a glass of Frosted Flakes milk?
A frosted glass of frosted milk.
Ooh. Ooh.
Guys, it's called Tiger Milk.
Tiger Milk is fantastic.
I am offering that to my guest for this episode. From now on.
It's a great band name, too.
Tiger Milk. I just 100% would buy Tiger Milk.
All right.
Say the tiger's milked.
So this Cocoa Krispies... not at all. I don't like it at all. It's not very chocolatey. The milk was meh. It's made with real chocolate. I see that. About the only enjoyable thing about this is that it did have some snack crackle and pop. But
I'm pointing. Look at the cereal on the box versus the cereal that's in my bowl.
This is garbage. Like, it's false advertising.
Am I even looking at the same thing?
Guy who says, like,
I want my money back.
We got the least chocolatey batch of Cocoa Krispies that's ever been produced, ever.
So the thing with Count Chocula, I was actually very surprised by the flavor of the, the Cheerios portion of the cocoa of the Count Chocula. It has a very cocoa flavor to it. The marshmallows are an awesome bonus. I think that for this round, Count Chocula, I think takes the win for me.
I'm gonna go and tell you. Who else?
Yeah, I'm with Matt. The Cocoa Krispies were really disappointing. Not very chocolatey at all. And again, I had forgotten there were marshmallows in Count Chocula, so I was very pleased, very surprised, and very pleased. It's also just a really good cereal, and the milk was delicious.
That's two for Count Chocula. I guess, real quick, should I put it out there? Anyone for Cocoa Krispies?
Unfortunately, no. I mean, I grew up in a Cocoa Krispies household. And not like we ate Cocoa Krispies, but our house is actually made out of Cocoa Krispies. So it was
good to know.
Yeah. But I was surprised because
that explains
I thought
a lot.
I thought for sure I was going to be an easy vote for me. But I'm going Count Chocula, actually.
Once again, anyone for Cocoa Krispies? If not, we're going to call it. Then we're gonna
go going Krispies.
Okay.
This is the first time I've had Count Chocula. I don't know. There's just a different flavor in there. I don't know if it's like almost like tastes like spiced.
Real chocolate is the flavor.
No, real chocolate is
Krispies. Oh, you're talking about Count.
I'm a little underwhelmed by both, but I'll vote for Krispies here.
All right. And Matt, you were, just for the record, you were Count.
Yeah, the Count.
Cool.
Not what I ate. My memory of Cocoa Krispies. Would defeat Count, but that's not up for discussion in this, so.
Krispies, make sure every box is good. You don't know which one is going to be on an important podcast like this one.
Look at this.
That is dark.
But see, eating it, okay, so.
So that's what my brain says Cocoa Krispies are. Like,
for the listeners, Edson's pouring Cocoa Puffs.
Yes.
Cocoa Pebbles into a cup.
We have so many cereals.
Sorry,
yes. it's
a dark, much darker chocolate than what the Cocoa Krispies had, which was, again, beigey.
Are Pebbles made of real chocolate? Probably not.
So, listeners, Count Chocula has, of course, won the first matchup, 4-1. We're now moving on to the last regular matchup, and what that is Cocoa Pebbles versus Cocoa Puffs.
See, my thing is, if you had put the Cocoa Pebbles and Cocoa Krispies together, the Cocoa Krispies would have been crushed. I'm going to just throw that out there.
No, I think, I think you're right.
Good to know.
I didn't think it would have been. But I will say that when I took a bite of the Cocoa Pebbles dry, it basically dissolved in my mouth.
All right, I'm hearing some good grunts from John Dobson. Are you cuckoo for one of these?
So I was disappointed with the Fruity Pebbles, but so far, the Cocoa Pebbles are redeeming them. Yeah, those are chocolatey and delicious.
Yeah, we don't even have to. It's Cocoa Pebbles. It's not even a thing for me. Cocoa Puffs were kind of gross, honestly.
Why? Hey, I don't remember them tasting like this. Now, it could be the fact that we've eaten 12 pounds of cereal already so far.
each.
But no, because the Cocoa Pebbles are still good to me.
But maybe they weren't. See, maybe if you ate them only by themselves, you'd be like, it's fine. But no. Something in the chemical composure changes.
Stop trying to be scientific. Cocoa Pebbles are delicious.
This is a sugar coma again.
They just have rich, chocolatey flavor. Yeah, the Cocoa Puffs were like cardboard.
I'm going to say that these don't taste right either. The Cocoa Puffs and the Cocoa Krispies were the two cocoa cereals I grew up on. And they don't taste like this. They don't taste like what I remember.
Well, clearly you don't remember things correctly.
Yes. Cocoa Pebbles is better.
Pebbles.
There you go.
There you go.
I'm angry.
We're destroying Josh's childhood. And Santa isn't real.
Good.
So did the plague.
Whoa. Goodness gracious.
Lies at this point.
Johnny, have anything to add? Or should we
No, I think these guys are on it. I don't feel like the Cocoa Puffs are horrible. That's probably the chocolatey cereal that I ate most growing up. But Pebbles far and away are better. And like even looking at the milk, I think I even poured my Cocoa Puffs first. The Cocoa Pebbles milk is like full on chocolate milk.
It's like, fantastic.
Not even close. So Pebbles are going to take it here.
Way to go, Fred.
Nice.
This really made up for Fruity Pebbles being probably the worst one we've eaten so far today.
What I'm thinking is what happened is in that other box, they forgot to put the chocolate in that box, and they put it all into Cocoa Pebbles because this was dark chocolate Pebbles.
Goodness. Dark
it
chocolate
was amazing.
Goodness.
Dark chocolate goodness.
This might be an easy one. Anyone for Cocoa Puffs?
No. I'm going Cocoa Pebbles, but only because the Cocoa Puffs were that bad, I thought. Because I don't think the Cocoa Pebbles are all that great. But in comparison to the Cocoa Puffs, they are. Edson, you think I'm wrong?
because of how wrong you are. Cocoa Pebbles, these were actually really good.
Me.
Okay.
We're 5-0'd.
So. Yep, I believe so. We're moving on. Cocoa Pebbles. Whew. All right. Now we're picking the winner of the chocolate division. So we have Count Chocula versus Cocoa Pebbles.
Count Chocula.
That was fast.
Yes, I know.
Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles. There's no competition.
The chocolate
on this
milk
one.
Was the best chocolate milk.
Yeah, I'm going
to
have some more.
Also, I do want to say shout out to Josh's wife, Jamie Lee, for tracking down the Count Chocula so that this podcast could happen tonight.
It was difficult.
Since Edson couldn't find them.
Dang it, Edson.
Dobson did tell me the wrong place to look.
No, I did not. I told you where Target's website said they were. But anyway,
Target.
So shout out to her. For me, it's Cocoa Pebbles. They are delicious. Like Matt said, the milk was way better than any of the other chocolate cereals. And you can also get Cocoa Pebbles year-round. Count Chocula is a seasonal thing.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. Well, who else? I think you're all fizzing out on me. Fading.
I think
I'm Pebbles.
Collapsing, degenerating.
I'm the only one going for the marshmallows.
Okay. If there's no other discussion, I'm just gonna tell you.
Edson's like on the verge of throwing up, but he's still over there eating Cocoa Pebbles.
And this is worth
he's committed
eating and tasting twice. I'm saying
you're about to taste it a third time.
I'm just saying
it won't be as good.
For any of us,
this,
for any of us,
but will it still
this,
be better than
of, chocolate? Of the two, that the Cocoa Pebbles has a better chocolate flavor to it, and actually, I think that the marshmallows kind of detracts from the chocolate from this chocolate cereal. So, the Cocoa Pebbles is a better. No, I do. I think the marshmallow actually kind of detracts from the chocolatey.
You can think that all you want to. It doesn't detract. Cocoa Pebbles are better. You're right about that.
Yeah.
But I don't think it detracts.
Yeah. Marshmallow in a cereal does not make a cereal worse.
Okay. Well, we're still going for Cocoa Pebbles, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Cocoa Pebbles is still the winner of the chocolate division. Whew. Guys.
The final four.
How you feeling?
Full.
Edson, for listeners, Edson said he's ready. I'll reenact it. He said, "I'm ready to eat some more cereal." With his mouth half full. Okay. Now, this one we are going to do based on how the brackets ended up. So, based on the position of our divisions, we have the chocolate division versus the fruity division. So that is Cocoa Pebbles versus Crunch Berries.
Bring it. I was not mentally prepared for this.
I was not either. Seeding is hard, we know.
This is just the way they came out. No, yep.
How the cookie crumbles.
That's right.
Cookie Crisp was already eliminated.
So should we do fresh cups for all of these? To make it fair?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure.
Absolutely. We have enough.
I don't know if I have to eat both these cereals.
You have to. You have to. You have to. You have to.
I don't think I do. Like, I want to have. I'm going to eat the Crunch Berries, but I don't know
if I have to eat both cereals.
You're not the boss of me. I'm not married to you.
All right, everyone. It is the first matchup of the finals. We have the winner of the chocolate division, Cocoa Pebbles, versus the winner of the fruit division, Crunch Berries. Listeners, it's getting rough. It's getting rough in here. It's starting to be real fart
walker.
We'll
see what happens here, but I was underwhelmed by the chocolate category. Like, just in general.
Yeah, get together, cereal. Jeez. I've run out of things to say, so we're just going to sit here and listen.
I'm eating this Crunch Berries, and every time I bite into the Crunch Berries, I realize how much I love Crunch Berries. It's surprising to me that it continues this late into the game that I like it as much as I do.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm ready to vote.
Okay. Let me give the others a couple seconds here, a spoon or two.
As much as I enjoy the chocolate of the Cocoa Pebbles, I think that the Crunch Berries are the better cereal. They don't sit as heavy, and at this point in the game, it's very important to me how heavy the cereal sits in my gut. And I feel like I could still eat more of these Crunch Berries and not get sick. So, matter of fact, I'm going to eat some more while these guys talk, because I'm enjoying it so much.
No, I'm with you, Edson. I'm with you. I think the Crunch Berries is by far the better of the two here.
Johns, what do you got?
John Avery just gave Edson his cereal.
Yeah, but he's going to need that for the final.
Oh, snap. I guess that's pretty telling here.
It's going to be soggy by then.
I actually do think that the fruit is just a better cereal complement. Like that, I think I've said it for the tricks, but it's like a bright flavor, which I don't know if that's a thing, but that's what I'm going with.
Good imagery.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that keeps it on a better track instead of just like, oh, this is good for a few bites and now I want to die.
Yeah, I think the
not
bright.
Not quite there yet.
No dying, please.
I think the bright flavors and the bright colors definitely have a psychological thing where it's like, oh, I can eat this all day long and be fine with it.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Crunch.
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 Berries.
5-0 for Crunch Berries. Chocolate division is Woo-hoo! Out.
Boom shakalaka.
Crunch Berries. All right, everyone. The next matchup in the finals here. The semifinals. Beg your pardon. Semifinals. Final four. The winner of the sugar category, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, versus the winner of the other division, Peanut Butter Crunch.
Yeah, I don't think I need to eat these either.
Something to Edson, you have to. You have to, you have to.
Well, apparently so, because he's pouring it into my cup right now. Or he's trying to, but he's missing horribly. He has got more on the table.
There are
two matchups left.
He's got more on the table than he does
in my cup. Two matchups left. You guys can do this. I believe in you.
That makes one of us.
It is the fart locker, but it's okay. We're going to power through. Plug your nose if you have to. All right? We got to get through this. We got to finish the bracket. Listeners, Edson has a single
because that's all he needs to know, that
a single piece of peanut butter crunch.
He poured the rest of our bowls, our cups, and for himself put one crunch in. Well, that's your own fault. You should have waited.
Crunch berries. So something with crunch is winning this. Well,
this
we
particular
have...
match.
No, I mean overall, because we have Crunch Berries, and then we have Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Peanut Butter Crunch.
They didn't pour so much peanut butter crunch. You like it.
You're going to need it for the
You should have done what Edson did. It's in his flaunting his okay. one peanut butter crust.
I'm doing the dry test. Milk was a bad choice. It's so hot.
All right, what are we thinking? How are we feeling? What's it going to be? What is going to be the best cereal? This is a big deal. When you are inviting people over to offer them cereal, you want to make sure you have one of these winning cereals in your cupboard at all times. What are we thinking here, guys?
All right, so I'm thinking that
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is still a great cereal, even after eating all these. There's really good flavor. That cinnamon really does have a pop to it that is enjoyable. And I definitely do not like the peanut butter crunch. So given the choice, I would go with Cinnamon Toast Crunch every time.
You are given the choice. I will go ahead and tell you one for Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Matt is done with this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we keep saying things like, you know, if I was forced to choose.
Yeah, I am forcing you to choose.
Turns out you are.
That's kind of what this is.
Right. So I'm kind of with Edson in this, and it's the exact opposite. So
I'm kind of with you, except that I'm not right. at all.
You made every point for me, but like, just stand on your head and do it, and we're the same way.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, that sounds
You know what? Don't do that. Wait till you get home for that.
I agree with Edson, except for everything.
Right. So I'm going to, for me, it's peanut butter crunch. I think the flavor is fantastic, and I don't have that film afterwards that we discussed earlier on my tongue from the peanut butter crunch like I do with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay, one each. Matt.
I've said that peanut butter crunch keeps getting better, and it does. Like, my bite of this was my favorite bite of peanut butter crunch I've had tonight. And that's with all of, like, I don't want to eat sugar cereal anymore right now.
Right. Like, for a month. For a month, I don't.
Still, I took a bite of it, and I was like, that's good stuff. And I didn't feel that way when I ate the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I was kind of like, yeah. I mean, like, if somebody offered me Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I'm not going to be like, that's nasty cereal. I don't want to eat that. Like, it's a right. good cereal.
Right.
It's a very good cereal. But peanut butter crunch is better.
Yeah. That is
Abby's
going to
hurt you.
For
I'm with you,
crunch.
Matt, except the complete opposite.
That's a stupid argument, John.
I still think Cinnamon Toast Crunch out of these two is better. The peanut butter crunch, it just doesn't have enough peanut butter flavor for me.
My favorite thing about this is that it comes down to Avery, and he loves being the split decision.
Oh, I'm fine with this. Coming into this, I would have told you Cinnamon Toast Crunch is elite tier.
And like, coming out of this,
if we were
the same thing.
Drafting, I'd put it like a first round grade. But going up against Peanut Butter Crunch, I don't think it stands. I think that like milk may be better afterwards because it leaves more in it. But I'll agree with Josh and Dobson of like it is so dusted that it just coats your mouth. And Peanut Butter Crunch kind of leaves you a little cleaner, and it gets better as you go.
I wasn't sure if you were going to say you agree and then do the. You know, switcher.
No, 100% peanut butter crunch.
I don't need to eat cereal just for the milk at the end because I can just buy some tiger milk and
right.
get it to go.
Right. Yeah. Tiger milk. Or chocolate milk.
This
milk.
Episode is sponsored by Tiger Milk, by the way.
That's the next episode.
Either that or the next episode.
I really want tiger milk.
There you
milk.
Have it. Peanut butter crunch takes it 3-2 over Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And that, ladies and gentlemen, brings us to the grand finale. One more, guys. One more. Power through. Crunch Berries versus Peanut Butter Crunch.
The captain.
For
captain
the
is
best
doing well for him.
Cereal.
Well represented.
I really want to say, though, Frosted Flakes should be in this round.
I agree with you.
Frosted Flakes.
I love that.
I would
I love
agree
Edson.
With you if they had won, but they didn't. So
only because Edson immediately regretted his decision. I did
actually. Yeah. Yeah, this whole thing would be going very differently.
Sucks to suck.
It's all Edson's fault.
Sucks to suck. Nice. I just need all. Just, give me a new cup.
Didn't even touch your cereal?
I did.
Come on, man. Don't be wasteful.
I'm not wasting.
Man.
I'm being a little wasteful. Why do I have this?
Crunch Berries versus Peanut Butter Crunch.
I know.
This is it.
Did you? How did you pour me a cup with no. You have two Crunch Berries in here.
That's true.
Do you guys see this? This is what Edson poured me. There's two berries, and the rest is all. Captain Crunch, which I'm not opposed to that, but I don't need this anyway. I know
I'd
which
like
one's
to petition to wow. call the Captain Crunch pieces danger pillows.
Danger pillows. Edible Legos.
Because they look so pillowy soft, and then they cut the roof of your mouth. So
danger pillows versus
loving
you, edible Legos. That's what they are.
I'm gonna have to say that Crunch Berries have become my new favorite cereal.
Wow,
that's this is such a good cereal, and it's so much better than the crappy peanut butter crunch cereal.
You shut your mouth when you're talking.
I can't believe that I'm gonna do this, but I'm gonna agree with Edson.
Except,
that makes me so happy. Except the opposite.
Crunch Berries.
Yeah, they're the greatest cereal of all time.
Oh wow.
Ben. And Jim Lee have no like, idea how these are going
right?
to go.
This is the best cereal.
This is the best cereal.
Best cereal.
So Crunch Berries are, at the end of the night, having just tried them both again, Crunch Berries are the best cereal.
I'm going to go and tally two for Crunch Berries, if that's cool. Yeah.
Three. Go ahead and make it three, because it's Crunch Berries.
Oh, snap.
And I love peanut butter crunch, but
so I am not going to say that it is the greatest cereal of all time, because, again, Frosted Flakes should be in this round.
Agreed.
But out of these matchups, like, I didn't even try the peanut butter crunch again. I ate another cup of the Crunch Berries because they're just that good.
John Avery, it's already been decided, but I need to know.
Yeah, this is one of the toughest ones for me because I'm a huge fan of peanut butter, and I do think the peanut butter crunch does it well. I think that all the same qualities that you get from Crunch Berry as far as texture and, like, crunch doesn't get too soggy, but it also doesn't stab you in the mouth.
Watch out for those danger pillows.
Yeah, but I think fruit gives you a bigger variety of flavor, and so I'm going with the danger pillows.
There you have it, everyone. 5-0. Crunch Berries are definitively the best cereal. Make sure you have a box in your cupboard at all times.
Kids, have your parents buy you 16 boxes of cereal so you can try them all.
The best cereal that we've chosen here tonight. Frosted Flakes not included.
Frosted Flakes not included. Robbed.
Guys, how you feeling?
Where are they lost?
They're included, and then they lost.
They lost because of spite and immediate regret. That's what they lost by.
I think it was delirium at that point. I don't even think it was spite.
I have so much sugar in my
In the second
blood.
Round, the delirium had already said it.
This was so much fun.
It really was. And it's honestly so impressive that at the end of all of this, Crunch Berries still taste good.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm proud of our choice, literally based on the fact that we ate all of that cereal and have that much sugar and all that stuff. And we still, like, I took a bite of Crunch Berries at the very end. I'm like, that's good stuff.
It's still good stuff. Yeah. I'm actually very pleased with our choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it. We figured it out.
We did.
You're welcome, America.
Crunch Berries. Go get some right now. The captain. Coming in.
Yeah, because you can find that. You can't find Count Chocula.
True.
Time for the outro music.
Target. I'll see one.
Guys, how are you feeling before we wrap up?
Full. No. Okay. I'm very full right now.
Yes.
Imagine this is how a cow feels. Like, I think I have that much milk in me.
I know. I can barely move.
That's
We got it.
And that's a wrap.
I'm not talking anymore.
Wish we had multiple stomachs, too. It would have helped.
It would have made this easier.
One stomach for each division.
Right? But eating
or
all
like
this.
Three hearts like a giraffe.
That's right.
That's three times a heart attack.
Right? I can have one heart attack and still be okay.
I think I am. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Well, guys, thank you for doing this.
Hey, I got an idea. The next time we do a food thing, we should do things that are less filling, actually, than cereal and milk.
Pretty sure I just switched over to becoming a diabetic just now.
Next bracket. Best oatmeal of all time.
Best form of lettuce.
Oh.
Iceberg. Romaine. Next question.
Meat.
Well, guys, thank you for doing this tonight. Listeners, thank you for tuning in. As always, you can follow us on social media to vote in our fan brackets. Our social media guy, who I'll just say out loud, is Josh. He does a great job of putting up the matchups every week so that you guys can vote on them as well. And we really like seeing the way you guys vote. You may be wrong, you may not, but we like seeing how you vote regardless. So go check us out on social media. And until next time, we will see you later. Have some cereal. Have some Crunch Berries.
Tub of Marshmallows was my nickname in high school.
Imagine this is how a cow feels.